Mist. ያለፈው ሳምንት የጀመርነው ነው የምንቀጥለው፣ ግን አንዱን ዘልዬ ሶስተኛው ላይ ነው የሚሄደው። ዛሬ ሁለተኛውን እና የተቀረውን ለሌሎች አስተማሪዎች እተዋለሁ። ቁጥር አምስትን የዋሆች የእንግሊዘኛው ቋንቋ የተጠቀመበት ቃል ሚክ ነው። የዋህ ማለት ምን ማለት ነው በእናንተ? እንደ ጠየቅኩ ልንገራቸው። አይ ዲድንት ጎ ቱ አ ፓስተር፣ አይ ዲድንት ጎ ቱ ክርስቲያንስ፣ በት የሄድኩት አይ ዌንት ቱ ማይ ኮሊግስ፣ ዴይ አር ናት ክርስቲያንስ። የሰጡኝ ዴፊኒሽን ልንገራችሁ። ሰብሚሲቭ ማለት በቃ ለሁሉም ሰው እሺ የሚል። አዲስ አበባ ቤታችሁ የቤት ሰራተኞች የነበራችሁ ሰራተኞች ሲታዘዙ ምንድን ነው የሚሉት? እሺ ነው። እምቢ ማለት ይችላሉ እንዴ? አይችሉም። ምንም ነገር አርጉ ሲባሉ ሰብሚሲቭ። ሌላው ደግሞ ምንድን ነው? ሳምዋን ሁ ዳዝን ሃቭ አ ባክቦን በአማርኛ ምንድን ነው የሚባለው? ጠንካራ ጎን የሌለው ቆራጥ ያልሆነ ሌላ ምን ይመጣላችኋል? ሚክስ ስታስቡ ፎር ዘ ወርልድ ኢትስ ዊክነስ፣ ሰብሚሲቭ ሁ ዳዝን ሃቭ አ ባክቦን፣ አ የስ ሰር የስ ማም ካይንድ ፐርሰን ኢትስ totally weakness. እና የሚቀጥለው ጥያቄ የጠየቅኩት እዛ ቢሮ ውስጥ ሆኜ ስናወራ ነው። እኔ ግን ይህንን እያጠናሁ ነው። አላወቁም እነሱ። እነሱ they thought I was asking them for what the word meekness means. እና የጠየቅኳቸው ጥያቄ ምንድን ነው? Do you want to be meek? ብዬ ስጠየቀው አንደኛው ከሶስቱ ዘሎ hell no አለ። This is not something no one wants to be. According to this definition, to be honest with you, if that was what Jesus was talking about, then according to Jesus, what meek means, to understand the definition of meekness, there has to be three ingredients. አንደኛው there has to be God. Now, case, we will go through it. አሁን ያረኩ ያለሁት ነገር ሚክ የሚለው ቃል ጂሰስ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ይተናገረበት ኮንሴፕቱ እንዲገባን ነው። የዋህ የሚለውን ያልተጠቀምኩበት ጭንቅላቴን ነው የሚያዞሩ። የዋህ የሚለው እኔ የዋህ ሌላ ትርጉም ነው ጭንቅላቴ ላይ ያለው። ሶስተኛው ምንድነው? ጉልበት power. እነዚህ ሶስት ነገሮች ከሌሉ ሚክነስ ሊኖር አይችልም። ይሄንን ጭንቅላታችሁ ላይ ይዛችሁ ማቴዎስ ወንጌል ምዕራፍ 26 7 ጀምሮ ሲያንብብልኝ አንድ ሰው ከ 47 ጀምሮ አንብቦ ሁለቱንም ነው ምን መለከታቸው ኢየሱስንም ጴጥሮስንም። መጀመሪያ ኢየሱስን እንመልከት። ኢየሱስን ከያዙት በኋላ በልሰይፍን ወደ ሰገባው መልስ፣ ሰይፍን የሚመስሉ በሰይፍ ይጠፋል። ካስፈለገ አባቴን ብጠይቅ ከ12 ክፍለ ሰራዊት የሚመጡ መላእክት የማይሰድልኝ ይመስላልን? ከሶስቱ የቱን ነው የምታወጣው? ይሄንን ከ12 በላይ ሰራዊት የማይሰድልኝ ይመስልሃል ወይ ብሎ ሲለው ምን ይመስላችኋል? ፓወር። ሌላ ምን ይላል? ከኢየሱስ ከነበሩት አንዱ ሰይፉን መዞ በመሰንዘር የሊቀ ካህኑን አገልጋይ ጆሮውን ቆረጠ። ኢየሱስም እንዲህ አለው፣ በል ሰይፍህን ወደ ሰገባው መልስ፣ ሰይፍን የሚመስሉ በሰይፍ ይጠፋል። ካስፈለገ ካለ በኋላ ይህንን ቢሆን ደግሞ ቅዱሳት መጻሕፍት ይሆናል ያሉት ነገር እንዴት ይፈጸማል? የቱ ጋር ነው ይሄኛውን ይህንን ቢሆን ደግሞ ቅዱሳት ይህ ጴጥሮስ እንዳለው ቢከለክል ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እንዳይሞት ቢከለክል ምንድን ነው የሚሆነው? የተነገረው ቃል አይፈጸምም። ከሶስቱ የትኛው ነው? አይደለም ቃሉ ማን ነው? ጌታ ነው። ማን ነው ይሄንን ያደረገው? ጌታ የተናገረ ነው እኔና እናንተን ለማዳን አይደለም? እና የማይፈጸመው ጌታ ያለው ነገር ነው። ኬዙ ምንድነው? የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መሰቀል ነው። አሁን ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሚክ ነው ወይ? አዎ። ምክንያቱም እሱ አምላክ ሆኖ ፓወር አለው አይደለም እንዴ? አለመያዝ ይችላል፣ ተናግሮ ማጥፋት ይችላል ሰዎቹን በመናገር ብቻ፣ ሰይፍ በመብዘዝ አይደለም። ፓወር አለው። እንዲፈጸም የጌታ ቃል የተነገረው ቃል አለ። መሰቀል ነበረበት። ኬሱ የመስቀል ኬዝ ነው። ሌላ ምሳሌ ልስጣችሁ። ጴጥሮስ እዚሁ ላይ ነው ማለት ነው። ጉልበት አለው የለውም? አሳየ እንጂ ጉልበቱን። ፓወር። ጌታ ተናግሯል መስቀሉን ጌታ ኢየሱስ እንዲሰቀል? አዎ። የመስቀሉ ኬስ አለ ግን ሚክነስ የለውም ጴጥሮስ ምክንያቱም የእግዚአብሔር ቃል እንዲፈጸም አላው ከማድረግ ይልቅ ጎራዴውን አንስቶ የሰውየውን ጆሮ ቆረጠው በጴጥሮስ ህይወት ላይ ሚክነስ ይታያል ነው አልገባኝም ትንሽ ማብራሪያ ስጠኝ ከእንስሶች መካከል ሚክነስ የሌለባቸው እንስሶች አሞንግ አኒማልስ ውሾች ናቸው ህሊና ድመት ትወዳለች እና we had so many cats ቤት ውስጥ One of the differences between cats and dogs, you leave food for the cats. When it's enough, they go, even if the food is there. When they're hungry, they come and eat. If, when it's enough for them. ለውሾች ግን for dogs, እንደሱ ማድረግ አትችሉም. You can't leave food for the dogs. እኔ ውሻ ያላት ሴትዮ አውቃለሁ. She wakes up early in the morning at 7. She puts the food somewhere, the dogs will come and eat. If they don't eat within 15 minutes, she takes it out. And now they have to wait for the evening to eat again. In the evening, she puts it back out at 7. In 15 minutes, she has to take it out. Because they are trained that way at 7 o'clock, before she wakes up, they are at the plate, waiting for the food. Within that 15 minutes, they know they have to finish. And gee, they can't. Let me explain how meekness works with the dogs. There are special dogs. When they're hungry, you put the food on the plate. ከዛ በኋላ, they are sitting there. They are waiting for the master's command to go eat it. When they are told to go eat, they run and eat. If the master says, didn't give them the sign, they wait for the master's. Do they have the power to run and eat? Yes. ምክንያቱም they are hungry. What's the case? Breakfast. There is the master. They are waiting for the master to give them sign to go run eat. If the master didn't give that sign, they're not going to touch it. Is that meekness? Yes. That's meekness. እሺ አሁንም አልገባኝም ሌላ ምሳሌ ስጠኝ You're on a highway within your speed limits There is a traffic and you're waiting and you're just going somebody cut you off Your whole entire body wants to go out through the window until your waist and give them all kind of signs. But instead, you sat down and you said to yourself, my master doesn't want me to say those things. I'll just calm down and continue driving. Is that meekness? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's meekness. Do you guys understand ያረጋችሁ ይሄ ነው የዋህነት እንዴት ቻሌንጂንግ እንደሆነ ወደዚህ አይዲያ ለመምጣት የዋህ የሚለው ቃል That's meekness. When I was studying this word, I was convicted, and not I was with tears. لمن مسلاتشو I was that person. إزي أقرأ كمامت عطي بفيت. When someone made me mad, instead of going and confront the guy and try to prove myself, I used to choose to go back home and pray, keeping my mouth shut. That was meekness. I have the power to go and fight for myself. I have to go. I have the power to prove myself. I have the power to do everything that anybody can do. Instead, I decided to go home and pray. Is that meekness? Well, yes. እዚያ ጋር መጥቼ ጆሴፍ you have to fight for yourself. You can't make everyone walk all over you. You keep hearing these things. And then you start depending on your own power and go out and start to fight for yourself. You have to prove that everything is I'm not saying we don't have to say anything to people when something bad happens, or when if you feel that you have to say something. What I'm saying is, it should have been controlled by who? By the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you have a case, you have the power, but you listen to him, and sometimes listening to him, and when he says speak, speaking is meekness. But who is managing the speaking and the not speaking? The Holy Spirit. If you allow him to manage this power, by the way, one of the definition Jesus said, power with self-control. Power with self-control. Lemony Meslachu, why do you think people who kill people go to prison? Is it because of meekness? No. The opposite. Right. They have the power, which is the gun. They have the case, whatever the case may be. There is God always nagging them, don't do this, don't do this. Instead, they follow their own power. Their power is not controlled by the Holy Spirit. They pull the power and trigger the gun. የትነው የሚያርፉት? እስር ቤት. Now, ሁላችንም, I think we are on the same page. What meekness means. Now, መዝሙረ ዳዊት 37 ላይ እንሂድ. ቀላቀሎ አውቄ ነው የገባችሁ ይመስለኛል አይደል? አይደለም የገባችሁ ያልኩት ለምን እንደምቀላቀል የመጀመሪያውን ቁጥር 1 እንድን verse 1 ማን ብሊን ሶል መስሙር ዳይት ሳጣና አንዳንድ ጊዜ የተጻፈው ጽፈት አንዱ ካንዱ ጋር የሚገናኝ አይመስልም ግን ከዚህ በኋላ ያለው ቁጥር 1 ላይ የተያያዘ ነገር ነው በቁጥር 1 ምክንያት ነው ሌላውን ነገር የሚናገረው ስለዚህ ቁጥር 1ን ለተወሰነ ደቂቃዎች እናያለን የኔ version ምን ይላል መሰላችሁ do not worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong ይሄንን እንዳለ ልተውና አንድ ሰው አስቡ wicked የሚለው ብዙ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን የማያምኑ ወይም እግዚአብሔርን ትእዛዝ የማይከተሉ ሰዎች ብዙ ጊዜ ክርስቲያን ያልሆኑ ሰዎችን ነው የምናስበው፣ ግን አንዳንድ ጊዜ ክርስቲያኖችም ሊሆኑ ይችላሉ የእግዚአብሔርን ትእዛዝ የማይከተሉ። Let me ask you this question. Have you ever been wronged by a wicked person? Let me describe it. For example, you did something at work and you achieved something great. Your boss took your work and he is presenting to the leadership team and he's kind of dancing on the stage. ይገባችሁታል ምን ማለት እንደሆነ? እናንተ የሰራችሁትን ስራ ወስዶ ልክ እሱ እንደሰራው በቃ በዛ ላይ ተዝናንቶ ፕሬዘንት ያረጋል ምናምን፣ የእናንተን ስም አይጠራም፣ የራሱን ስራ ራሱ እንደሰራው አድርጎ ይናገራል። እድገት መጨረሻ ላይ ማያገኛል። እናንተ ይሄን ስትሰሙ ምንድን የት ላይ ናችሁ? መሬት አይደለም። መጥበሻ ላይ እሳት ላይ ያለ መጥበሻ ዘይት የሚንጨረጨር የለም? እሱ ላይ ቁጭ That's where we're heading. But Abishan in Nanta Snitwa Waka. Diet Sunominakaro. Gini Smith Wigabachwan? Do you see how hard it is to be meek? ምን ይሄን ነገር ተቀብቻለሁ እንጂ አንድ ታሪክ ነግራችሁ ነበር። Even when somebody took your job and is dancing on the stage, even somebody get the recognition that you should be getting the recognition, or if somebody gets the promotion that you should be getting the promotion, what David is saying, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. የሚቀጥለውን ጥቅስ ተመልከቱ። For like grass they soon fade away, like spring flowers they soon wither. በአማርኛ አንብብልኝ።
እንደ ሳር ፈጥነው ይደርቃሉና እንደ ለመለመ ቅጠልም ይረግፋሉ።
አዎ፣ ይሞታሉ ማለት አይደለም። ሊሆንም ይችላል፣ ግን ያ ያገኙት ደስታ፣ ያ የወሰዱት ነገር፣ ያ የሰረቁት ነገር እናንተን ወደ ታች ቀብረው እናንተን አቃጥለው ጌታ የሚናገረው ምንድን ነው መስላችሁ? ያ ነገር አይቆይም። ለምን እንደማይቆይ የሚቀጥሉትን የተወሰነ ነገሮች ስናነብ ይገባናል። Verse 4, no, 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. ወገኖች ይሄንን ነው የምላችሁ። አንዳንድ ጊዜ ዝም ብለን ባይብል ስናነብና የምንፈልገውን ጥቅስ ጎትተን እንሄዳለን። ከላይ ያለውን ከታች ያለውን አናገናኘውም። David is saying, when you are in a situation where somebody is taking advantage of you, don't worry, don't fret, don't be angry. Instead, what God is saying, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. በእግዚአብሔር ታመን። ይሄ ዝም ብሎ በእግዚአብሔር ታመን አይደለም። In this situation, power alleh illem. Huh? I do. Hey, je so yom manak chilallo. Alchilem inde? Meddebadeb chilallo. Hey, je rasen proof lemareg sul lemagalet lemomoker chilallo. Lemind gin diet men ilal? በእግዚአብሔር ታመን። Trust in the Lord. ያላግባብ የተፈረደባችሁ ሰዎች የላችሁ? እ? ባላረጋችሁበት ነገር አደረጋችሁ የተባላችሁ ሰው የላችሁ? ባልተገኛችሁበት ቦታ ላይ ስማችሁ የተጠራ ሰዎች የላችሁ? ጌታ የሚለው ምንድን ነው? በራስ Don't worry. Trust in the Lord. የሚቀጥለው ቃል ምንድን ነው የሚለው? Trust in the Lord. Do good. Do good. ምን ማለት ነው? አንድ የእግዚአብሔርን ፈቃድ ፈጽም። ሁለት እግዚአብሔር ባስቀመጠው ቦታ ላይ እንድትሰራ ያረገህን ነገር ስራ። አሁንም ምክንያቱም ለምንድን ነው እዛ ቦታ ላይ መስራት ሞቲቬት ያረጋል እንዴ? እ? የተበደላችሁበት ቦታ ላይ መስራት ሞቲቬት ያረጋል? እቃውን ኮምፒውተሩን የምትሰሩበትን ስራ ፊቱ ላይ ወርውራችሁ መሄድ ነው የሚያሰኘው አይደለም? ዳዊት በቃሉ ላይ እግዚአብሔር ቃል የሚናገረው በእግዚአብሔር ታመን። Do good. Continue what you're doing. እግዚአብሔር እዛ ቦታ ላይ እንዳስቀመጠህ አውቀህ መስራት ያለብህን ነገር ቀጥለህ ስራ። ዝም ብለህ ስራ። ከዛ ምን ይላል? Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. በአማርኛው ምንድን ነው የሚለው? በምድሪቷም ተቀመጥ። ይሄ በምድሪቷ ተቀመጥ የሚለው ቃል ዳዊት የተናገረበት መንፈስ it's tied ከእግዚአብሔር ቃል ኪዳን ጋር የተያያዘ ነው። Covenant of God. የከነአንን ምድር ነው የሚያስበው እሱ። በእኛ ላይ ስትተረጉሙት ግን ስፍራን አትልቀቅ ማለት ነው። ስፍራን አትልቀቅ። አንድ ጥያቄ ልጠይቃችሁ። ሰምታችሁ ታውቃላችሁ? ሰዎች እኔ ቸርች አልመጣም እንዲ አርገውኛል ብሎ ከቸርች የሚቀሩ ሰዎች እ? እውነት ተበድሎ ሊሆን ይችላል እኮ who knows? ግን እግዚአብሔር ምንድን ነው የሚለው በቃሉ ላይ? ስራ የተባልከውን አገልግሎትን ስራ። Live in the land. እና የዛን ጊዜ ምን ይላል? Then you live safely in the land and prosper. When the word of God says prosper, I'm not talking about the physical prosperity. He will bless you with peace, joy. And let me ask you this question. Would you rather get $1 million or God's peace? Huh? Would you rather get billions and billions of dollars, or you want God's peace and joy? You want the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit to be seen in your life. I mean, we shouldn't be going far to see the life of people who are rich ending their life. Why do you think it is? You think money will fulfill everything that we need? No. What David is speaking about here is if you were wronged by someone, don't fret. Instead, continue doing what God asks you to do, and don't move. Continue living, and God will prosper you. Will give you His peace. Do you have the power to run away?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have the power to give up on everything and just leave? Yes. Again, what the Word of God saying is, stay, trust God. That God is on your side. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire. የአማርኛው ምንድን ነው የሚለው?
እግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበለው የልብህንም መሻት ይሰጣል።
እስቲ ሁላችሁም አንድ ላይ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበልህ በሉ። Delight in the Lord. እስቲ አንድ ላይ let's say take delight in the Lord.
Take delight in the Lord.
እስቲ ስንቶቻችሁ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይላችኋል? እጃችሁን አንሱ። እርግጠኛ ነኝ በጌታ ደስ ይለኛል የምትሉ እጃችሁን አንሱ። ይቅርታ አርጉልኝ አላምናችሁ። እኔንም ጨም
አለብለዚህ ያለኝ አምን ደስታል።
እኔንም ጨምሬ ለምን መሰላችሁ? የመጀመሪያው ምሳሌ ነገርኳችሁ አይደል? እቲየ ሙሉ ምን እንዳልሽ ታቃላችሁ? ከባድ ነው። አዎ ሚክ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ የሚለው ሰው ምን አይነት ሰው እንደሆነ ታቃላችሁ? የፈለገ ነገር ቢፈጠር የማይበሳጭ ሰው። ምክንያቱም ደስታው በማን ነው? ግን ራሳችሁን ስትንጨረጨሩ ስንቶቻችሁ ይዛችሁታል? አ? አ? ስንት ጊዜ ትየሙሉ? እሺ ግዜ ይገባኛል ለምን እጃችሁ እንዳነሳችሁ። ግን ትግል ነው። በእግዚአብሔር ሁሌ ደስ የሚለው ሰው የፈለገ ነገር ቢፈጠር የፈለገ ነገር ቢፈነዳ ደስታው ማን ነው? ደሞስ ካልተጨመረልኝ ብሎ ሚናደድ ሰው አለ። ያ ምን ማለት እንደሆነ ታቃላችሁ? የሚያስደስተው ነገር ልቡ ደስ የሚለው ነገር በምንድን ነው ማለት ነው? በገንዘብ ነው። ልክ ገንዘቡን ሲያገኘው ደስታው ይጠፋና ሌላ ነገር እንደገና መፈለግ ይጀምራል። አንዱ ሐሙስ ለታ ቤተክርስቲያን የሚያገለግል ልጅ ነውና ከአገልግሎት ከዘማሪ አገልግሎት አባረሩት። ማባረር ሳይሆን ጊዜ ሰጥተውት ነው። ለስከ ተወሰነ ድረስ እስኪስተካከል ብሎ ቤት መጥቶ ያብዳል። ወኔ ጋር ይጮሃል እንደዚህ ምናምን it's not fair ምን ይላል። ግን አንድ ጥያቄ ጠየኩት። እግዚአብሔር ደስታህ ነው ወይ አልኩት። yeah I'm delighted in the my delight is the Lord አለ። so why are you upset አልኩት። he couldn't answer the question. I'm not judging him. But what I'm trying to tell you is what the Word of God is saying. When you are in that situation, when somebody did wrong to you, when you're when you have all the rights to be upset and act what the Lord is saying, trust in the Lord, do good, stay where you are. Kaza wala, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desire. It doesn't mean that he will give you everything that you want or you desire or everything, like if you want the space, the airplane or the jet, it doesn't mean that he's going to give you all those things. What it means is truth will come out. It has a contextual meaning. Truth will come out. Who's going to bring the truth out? God. Until then, who should be our delight? We should be happy that God is on our side. We should be delightful. Delight, የአማርኛው ትርጉም የትንሽ ሳንሷል. Delight is something that comes from inside. If our God is our delight, our joy is coming from inside out. We're not delightful because something in the world happens in favor of us. It means it's coming from inside, from knowing God, from knowing that God is on our side. Trust him again, he will help you. Mindino miradan. Again, it's contextual meaning. He is, do you remember in the old time, like in 1990s, when you go to your doctor's office, you're waiting to see your doctor, and how you know when the nurse outside or the counter called your name, she has a big file, your file, that she takes it to the doctor, and the doctor has, you know when you're called name and she has your file, that it's your turn. What I'm trying to tell you is your case is in God's hand. Your folder is in his hand. Do you understand what I mean? He's going to open your file. He's going to work on your case. Just trust him and let him be the delight. Because your case is in his hands. He's going to open the file. He's going to look into your file. Not to judge you, but he is on your side. Commit everything you do to the Lord. The Hebrew word commit, bamaringam denomilo. The Hebrew word, the word, it means roll. You know what roll is? You roll your case to who? ከራስ ላይ አውርደህ ኬዝህን ለሱ ስጠው. Who's going to be your defender? Xavier, not you. ቁጥር 6 ላይ በአማርኛም ብሉኝ.
ጽድቅን እንደ ብርሃን ያንተን ፍትህ እንደ ቀትር ፀሐይ ያበራዋል.
እስቲ ድገመው.
ጽድቅን እንደ ብርሃን ያንተን ፍትህ እንደ ቀትር ፀሐይ ያበራዋል.
He will make your innocence radiant like the dawn. Dawn. የምን ፀሐይ ነው የሚለው?
ቀትር.
የመጀመሪያውን አንብ. He will.
ጽድቅን እንደ ብርሃን.
በብርሃን ውስጥ የሚደበቅ ነገር አለ? ጽድቅን ሲል ምን ማለት እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ? In Eskut version, he will make your innocence, meaning you've been wronged, according to verse 1, right? ያላደረከውን ነገር አደረክ ተብልሃል. You've been blamed for something that you haven't done. Or somebody has taken advantage of you. After trusting, committing everything to God, this is what God is going to be doing. He will make your innocence radiant like dawn. Your innocence, ጥፋተኛ እንዳልሆንክ, that you didn't do anything wrong. He will bring everything, the truth, in light. Can it be hidden? Can anybody hide anything in the light? No. ማን ነው ይሄንን የሚሰራው? እግዚአብሔር. እዚህ ላይ እስካሁን ያነበብነው ላይ የሚያሳየን ነገር ምንድን ነው? እግዚአብሔር ላይ ጣለው ታመን, እሱ ላይ ተደገፍ, ሁሉ እንዲህ ነው የሚለው. የራስህን ጉልበት እዚህ ቦታ ላይ ኢንሰርት አድርግ የሚል ነገር አይተናል እንዴ? ኖ. And the justice of your case will shine like the noonday sun. ምንድን ነው አማርኛው የሚለው? ኖ ኖ.
ያንተን ፍትህ.
ያንተን ፍትህ?
እንደ
ቀትር ያበራዋል. መፍትሄህን ማን ነው የሚያበራው? እግዚአብሔር. ወገኖች, አንዳንድ ጊዜ የምንፈልገውን ነገር በምንፈልግበት ጊዜ ሳናገኝ እግዚአብሔርን መርዳት ያለብን ይመስለናል. እሱ የሚረዳ አምላክ አይደለም. የራሱ ጊዜ አለው, የራሱ ሰዓት አለው. ጊዜው ሲመጣ ግን እውነት አትሸፈንም. ጊዜው ሲመጣ ግን እንደ ቀጥር ብርሃን ይላል የእግዚአብሔር ቃል. ማን ሊሸፍነው ይችላል? ጠራራ ፀሐይ ላይ ማንም ሊሸፍነው አይችልም. መዝሙር 37 ቁጥር 7ን ይዩት. ምን ይላል? ትቤ
በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ጸጥ በል, በትግስትም ተጠባበቀው. መንገዱ በተቃናለት ክፋትንም በሚሸርብ ሰው ልብህ አይሸበር.
Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Be still in the presence of the Lord. I went to visit someone in a big apartment. I believe it was 25 floors. And the guy who I was trying to visit was on the top floor. After visiting him, I was going down this elevator and he was stuck in the middle. I do remember there was a lady and myself in the elevator, and when I tried to buzz the emergency button, it didn't work. And I was trying to pull the elevator door, thinking there's a way that we can come out. What I found out was I can see the floor like this, and the rest is between the floors. And when I was calling, I was not scared. Guess what happened? The lady starts screaming, yelling, banging, and everything that you can imagine. And her reaction start to build anxiety within me. Do you understand when God said, be still in the presence of the Lord? Be still. And I just couldn't be still because there's someone who's not still and jumping up and down and banging her head and doing all kinds of it. The only thing that I can do in my power, I just screamed to the top of my lung and I said, shut up! And she was quiet. Why I'm telling you this story is, when something happened, that's our reaction. I'm not judging her. That's the normal reaction when we don't do anything based on the circumstances we are in. We have a tendency of thinking the worst. But what David is saying is, be still in the presence of the Lord. Here's the thing. How many of you guys pray in the morning or sometime, God be with me? Show me your hands. Do you know that's the wrong prayer? You know why? The problem is not him being with us. The problem is us not being with him. Because he is always with us. Let me take you to Psalm 125 verse 2. Listen to this. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. Where is he? With his people. For one day? From now to? Forever. He's always with us. The problem is us, not him. He's always with us. When I realize this, I start changing my prayer, saying, God, help me to stay and be in your presence. Bantafakadus, let me be in your presence. Let me be with you. Let me interact with you. Let me talk to you. When I have a challenge, let me talk to you. When someone said something bad to me, instead of being mad, angry, let me talk to you. Let me be with you. Let me meditate your word. Let me stay with you. Be still in the presence of the Lord. Just realizing that you're in the presence of the Lord, be still. When somebody did wrong to you. When you think that somebody is putting you on your frying pan, just be still and wait for him to act. Wait for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Meaning, those who trust the Lord will have their justice. Let me ask you this question. We looked from verse 1 to 11, Psalm 37. Do you see anywhere when the word of God say, when you're fighting with the wicked people, punch them on their face? Do you see anywhere in the Bible from what we studied, when somebody did wrong to you, be angry and say these things? What is he saying? Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Be still in the presence of the Lord. David is saying, be meek. When you have a case, when you have the power to say something or to do something or to act differently, trust in the Lord. Let me give you one example and we will pray. Do you guys know stallion horse? They're wild stallion horse. They're full of muscles. They're wild. They can kill people. They're strong. No one can sit on them. Try to horse them. Guess what? They can be tamed. When they get tamed, they allow their master to sit on them when they still have the power to kill. Do you get it? Do you see what it means to be meek? They have the power to kill. But in order to horse them, the master has to tame them, and they can be tamed. When they get tamed, the master can sit on them and direct their power to whatever he wants them to go. የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ስለሚክ በታጠኑ ማተም የሚናገረው ቃል አለ The meek person is teachable. The meek person guide God can guide them. Are we meek? ሁላችንም we have the power to do something. We do. That's how we are created. There's a flesh. When we are angry or when we are in disagreement with someone else, your entire body wants to do something. Scratch him, punch him, slap him. Is that power tamed to do what God wants us to do? That's why Romans 12 verse 2. Can someone read for me Romans 12:2?
For whoever does not
Xavier Fakad, presume Baguna de Semiasse, presume you want to Nagar, Menendona Fatanach Taupuzet, Vella Bachu Batanestor Unji in Adam.
Eager Takotrandon.
ግዲው እንደሞቾይ ሰውነታችሁን እግዚአብሔር እንደሰሚያሰኝና ያው መቅደስ መስዋዕት አድርጋችሁ ታቀርቡ ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ርህራሄ ለምናችኋለሁ
ሰውነታችሁ የሚለው ምን እንደሆነ ታቃላችሁ your power sacrifice your whole being to who Are we meek? And then I get quite true. I used to be that person. But when I keep hearing that I have to fight for myself, and if you don't fight for yourself, you know, people can walk all over you and this and that kind of thing. I just took the power to rain on me instead of the Holy Spirit raining on me. are we always in the tendency of trying to fight for ourselves, to defend ourselves when somebody said something bad, or when we are wrongly blamed, do we try to fight, or do we trust God to fight for us? If you decided to go your own way, God is still waiting for you to understand that you can't make it just fighting with every, for in every case. But I'm telling you, the Word of God says people who trust in Him will not put to shame. That's what the Word of God said. People who trust in God will not put to shame. May the Lord help us to trust on Him instead of our own power.